Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I'm just in bus attire.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. The interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence, the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Cy Kernan of the band The Fix. They've got their brand new record. It's called Every 5 Seconds. It's their first album in a decade. We're going to talk about bridging their classic sound with present experiments, the evergreen social and political topics that seem to persist through their lyrics, and of course the magnified look at our current hurdles as a society today. Cy is also going to revisit Shuttered Room. It's the 40th anniversary of their debut album, so we're going to talk about what that record still says today as well. So let's do it. It's all about Every 5 Seconds, Kyle Meredith with The Fix.
Hey Kyle, how are you? Thanks for having me on. It's like something I like to do, talk about myself on a day off.
That seems to be the easiest thing. I remember what there's a thing like maybe it was an internet thing. It's like, what could you talk about for 5 minutes straight without stopping? I always thought the obvious answer was myself, yourself, whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's because your most obsessive thoughts stay closest.
That's the easy thing. Well, I'm happy to aid you here in talking about yourself today, and especially with such an excellent new record from The Fix. 5 Seconds has just released. The compliment first. Congratulations. It's so nice to have a new album from you all. And especially there's so many layers of this record. I've had so much fun getting into it. So congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. So we feel like proud fathers outside the ward. We're all stepping outside. We've sort of done the cigar bit, and it's welcoming another piece of the puzzle to this legacy that's unraveling or unfolding before our lives. What I'm most happy about is that a lot of people have said it sounds reminiscent to The Fix, without actually being stuck in the past. Funny thing is that a lot of the inspiration, unfortunately, those things haven't changed. The world doesn't seem to get it, become a better place. We all, I mean, we're on the iPhone 14 now, is it? I just wonder if we'll all live to see the iPhone 20 as a species. So that's a bit underwhelming, but on the good side of it, the live nature of this album has really been, because we're on the road, we're playing some of the songs, and we decided when we wanted to make it that we would write and record as a unit. So we spend a lot of time in a rehearsal room, set up as a band, looking at each other, playing. That's like we used to do, because we had nothing better to do with our time. And so now we still have nothing better to do with our time. So we jammed for weeks, months, a couple of years, and then we just started collecting songs. And that was going all the way up until planned to release it before the pandemic, but then everything ground to a halt, which terrible thing, but also some inner journeys that I think a lot of people went on during the pandemic that wasn't quite able to, the recording had finished, so I wasn't able to quite document that in a song form, but the running order and the way that we put the album together in the last sort of pre-mastering stages, came about in the pandemic. And so here we are now with it out and we're on the road.
I think you just set the overture there for my questions, and I appreciate that.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, it's for being the first Fix album in a while, and I think you were kind of hitting at it, but did you find out that this album needed to say something right away? Because it says a lot, by the way, but was that obvious as you were going into it that it needed to say something?
Well, it always needs to say something for me. I always want to have something to bring into those rehearsals and the writing sessions that's going to appeal to the guys in the band. I've never been a writer who wants to go and sing about his latest love conquests. And, the rest of the guys have been look dire boredom, probably. So we don't do pillow chat. And I always feel that I want to represent the collective that we have as a mindset in the band. We have a lot of conversations about the world we live in. That's what brought us together as a band. Where it's sort of like just a gentleman's club of thoughts and lots of opinions. So we start from there. Turns out that things do need saying, and I've always been banging on the drum, I've been writing the same song. It's like, look out, things are not always what they seem. Sugar will sweeten the medicine, but it also sweetens the distractions. And you could just see it coming. My dad was a big kind of, he was always banging the same drum, so I'm just carrying on the mantle. He was a political scientist trained to look forward always. And so he taught me to always look for the third side of the story, you know, and so there we are.
It's interesting, too, the way the album even opens up, you know, A Life Survived. I think the very first line is, do I deserve a second chance today?
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, I'll ask you, you know, you talk about setting the track listing up, but that must have been purposeful as well. I do want to bridge that to your past a little bit, but we'll go ahead and just start with that. Like, why did you start the album specifically out with that line?
Well, because it just felt that I was speaking to a lot of people that were coming to the point in their lives where have they actually fulfilled any of their dreams? Have any of the plans that you made panned out in a way that everything is by accident. The good things and the bad things, the best things you stumble upon. And then maybe there's a kind of a feeling of entitlement versus whether you deserve something. So you question, you lie awake at night and you kind of go, Jesus, here I go again, the same mistakes. And how am I going to get out of this one? And how am I going to sort of finally find some peace to say that you're actually living and not just behind drowning in the wave? You're actually gotten up on the board and being able to ride it for, even if it's for just 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, get mindful. All those questions, you know, it's like you need to justify your existence with some good feeling at some point. So that's what that song kicks off with, really.
That line too, and I'll do some jumping back and forth here because, you know, heading back to Shutter Room, really, because it's the 40th anniversary of that album as well. You know, there is that song Stand or Fall, and you have, you know, what sounds like these parents pleading, you know, with their children to be the change, you know, to be the change. And when I hear Wake Up, like, it feels like that's the direct lineage of that story. That's the kids, maybe. This is the way I like to see it, I guess I should say, as a listener, you know, going, fuck, we didn't do it, man. We didn't do what they wanted to. And especially with that first line on Alive Survive. Like, do you think of your songs in that sort of linear way at all?
I do, because I kind of often think that, you know, I used to say to my dad, listen, you accuse young people of being the cause of the problem sometimes. It's how I took it. He'd be like, oh, things today. I said, yeah, but today was created by yesterday. Today's effluence is created by yesterday's discharge. And we're in that same thing now. We're another generation where we have the power. We had the power to make changes. And yet we end up feeling lesser of ourselves, and maybe we feel entitled to more easy credit. And, you know, I've got a good credit report, but you're actually not worth a penny in your soul, because you've just taken the easy way out. And we all can do it. And it's, you know, it's like if you're in a hotel and you hear somebody shouting outside of your bedroom, are you going to be the first guy to open your door and see what's going on and say, hey, hey? Or are you going to just sit there and go, oh, just hide under your pillow? How many people, you know, if you were to weigh that up in a scale of justice or whatever, you wonder what we've become. We're fearful. And that, I was just reading the other day about panic. As anthropologically speaking, panic is a survival tool to make you realize that you really need to get out of a situation and kick in that fight or flight thing. Okay, in that early existence, it worked. But now we live in a close, tightly knit, well, that sense of panic has nowhere to go but just amplify and calcify your kind of empathic pathways. The all you think about is you, and you don't think about anyone else, but you've got nowhere to go, and so you end up just shutting out. And I wonder if we're so populated right now that we have to find a way of what is community when it's 10 billion people, as opposed to 65 of us all sort of, hey, whose turn is it to go down to the waterhole?
Isn't it interesting that for the 80s to have been called the me generation, this is now the me generation. It's the same, but it's different. I don't know if you get the emphasis there, but.
Yeah, it's like Edward Bernays called it right in his book, Propaganda. You know, it was that book who Freud's nephew got, that book got picked up by Goebbels, who said to Hitler, this is the way we manipulate. After the Nazi did use it, it went off to Madison Avenue, and they go, this is how you manipulate. Bring people in. You deserve this. You deserve this product. You are the freaking product of our imaginations now. And so here we are in a world where the propaganda machine is just, we don't even see it anymore. We are it. Plastic in our veins, plastic in our brains, plastic in our pockets.
Yeah, that's a... And Closer, that song, that seems like the most poignant and direct. I mean, the statements, again, all over the record, but that one especially. Like, by the way, side note, being able to do what you did on Closer and still make it musically poetic, that's not an easy trick right there.
Yeah, that was a rant. A lot of what I think the best stuff that's come out of my pen has been messenger. I don't sit down and go, I'm going to just start with this word and it just comes out of somewhere. I'm sure a lot of writers feel the same, as a subconscious current that you tap into. That was definitely a stream of ranting that was just like, you know, however many months of input of unfinished sentences and sound bites that had gone into my head, and it just sort of pieced together in a sort of a, I was just trying to get the rhythm to bounce into the next line, and each image to be like a mosaic of shit that we see every day on CNN or coming up at 11. That was one line I wanted to use, but I didn't quite fit it in there, you know?
She got lines. I mean, I think I could throw a dart at any of these lines. I did write down huddle for peace, settle for less. I think I had to sit on that. That's a good one. That's a real good one right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Violent peace protects our home, you know, ties in the end here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I did want to hit, you know, again, as we jump it back and forth, that it was an interesting point in that song, you know, seeing the dangers in the media, how we've been hoodwinked, but especially with technology. And I thought, almost ironic's not the right word at all, but did I read right that, like, you all had the very first mobile phone in a music video? That's an interesting coincidence right there, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. There's a lot of coincidences around. I put that one down on Jeanette Obstoy, who was a big mentor of the band early on, especially for me as a writer. She directed our early videos, and she insisted that we have this big radio satellite behind us, Jodrell Bank, as the big reaching out to the stars. Are we ourselves? And then there was this big, ginormous military phone that she handed me. She said, all right, macro, micro, use this. And I was like, okay. You know, but and then the tie-in has stayed with us. So, yeah, I love the irony of that.
You know, what the album does also for loneliness. I mean, I feel like that's really a big part of this as we're already talking about this. We're already leading this way. Hell, you've got a song called Lonely as a Lighthouse on the record. I don't think I can kind of miss that right there, though. But I guess, you know, as you're writing, I guess the question is, you know, how do you make sense of it yourself? How at odds with all of this are you? You know, as your own person?
Just getting through it, really, and trying to digest to let things go more. So, because pain is very easy to dwell on. It's something that can latch onto your identity. And then you start to sort of look for sympathy, self-sympathy. You start to seek it from others and you start to whine on about these situations. And then you look for people that are also pissed off about things. And I think loneliness is a bad version of aloneness, being comfortable in your own skin and being able to shut down the hounds that are howling left and right when you're on your own and really allow your inner self to come through and go, okay, spectacles, testicles, wallet, watch. You know, I've got everything I need right here. I'm like, I'm in the groove now. What am I going to do? I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to breathe out the negative, breathe in the positive. Well, there's a lot of maps and there's a lot of wise old men that have given us the keys to finding peace, but you can't suddenly disappear and go live in a temple and let all your responsibilities fall by the wayside. We're all plugged into this ecosystem of family and work and play and everything else. So if we're going to be a shoal of fish, we have to find our own time. And I don't know if people have given up on themselves in order to project their best selves. The inside person gets abandoned, and then there's this sense of loneliness. I mean, you read about it a lot with a lot of couples. It's always the the feminine aspect of the couple who will be crying inside. They're not understood, the loneliness of a woman in a relationship. They're the first ones to often feel this abandonment of emotions. And men are more designed to sort of just like, plow through it, go and kill someone, get over it, and or ignore it until it's too late. So they are the canaries. The emotional canaries comes from the feminine. And the masculine is kind of over-emasculated right now with so much fear and these invented enemies that we've made of each other, that I do feel that we should get back into the soft womb of it all, you know? I've waffled on a bit, but I hope you keep my drift.
No, you all do that well on the record. And, you know, and ultimately I am. I'm paying you compliments a lot throughout here because, you know, it's not just, you know, as I said, the poetic side of things, how you're able to kind of filter all this into the song. Even the voices that you use, that you all use, it's not different songs. You're using different voices. And sometimes it sounds, there was one point on here, I can't even remember what it was. I was like, man, they're sounding really like Maynard from Tool, which is not something I would have expected. Just this, you know, low whispery thing that he does. When you're doing these, I mean, do you ever consider is it like characters, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Oh yeah, you know, absolutely.
As the entertainer side, I guess, you know, really.
Yeah, it's definitely characters. It's also, you know, if you want to sometimes create the most shock value, you whisper to bring people in. They lean in, they lean in, they lean into, and then boom, you take it back the other way. So it's drawing attention through the different types of voices for sure. I mean, guitar tones are the same. Any instrument, voice is an instrument, and it can soothe, it can yell, it can express angst, it can express joy. And if you can add that to some tunes, it's a very useful tool.
Well, nicely put there. It also, I mean, it does, it sort of makes the whole thing operatic for me in a way, you know, that's just... It's like I was talking about with the characters and everything, just the through line of your work through the decades. It's really interesting to kind of, if you allow yourself, you know, the imagination to kind of go in that way. And I'll actually, I do want to bridge it a little bit further because I'd mentioned that that Shuttered Room being 40 this year is 1982. I believe that came out. And for that album, once again, to have said so much, you know, as someone who still is very close with the material, I assume, do you get a feeling of what that album still says today? I mean, obvious parallels aside, you know, when we can say, oh, there the 80s are and there's Russia and here's Russia, you know, is whatever. But do you see it in a specific way as how it still speaks in 2022?
Yeah, actually very pleased with the way it stands as a foundation for our careers. We sort of came in with a certain mindset and sound scape, and the songs that connected with radio, with people, were the anthemic songs that were kind of enigmatic enough to make people go, oh, this could be about the sunset, or it could be about Armageddon, or it could be about personal responsibility to show up and not just mail in your personality. And so a lot of those things have stayed constant throughout, because why wouldn't they? They're human traits. And so if you stay close to the core values of human traits, and then how far or we blow in the wind and how further up the tree we're going, we're like swaying. What I'm worried about today is that there's a flexibility to democracy that allowed us to cherry pick the best of both sides to make a wise decision and swing past the middle at every turn. Now you're expected to just cling on to one side and you're stressing because you really know deep down you need something from the other side to justify something from this side. So the pendulum has been frozen still again by this kind of, I don't know whether there's some guy going, ha ha, maniacally, you know, this big brother, some people call it conspiracy theory, some people, it's just a human trait that we have calcified our brains with sugar and easy access, and none of us can hunt, yet we all want to have meat on the table, and yet we'll go and walk around. We all have guns, or we don't, or I don't have guns, but people fight for the right for guns, but they, not many people hunt really. They just keep the gun for this fake security. It's like, because something's going to come through the window. And I don't really know. We're not telling ourselves the right lullabies. Children are growing up in fear rather than in fantasy. And the wonderment of it all. And there's a lot to be wondrous about. It just seems to have been, because people don't want to understand the wonder. They just want to get at it. Get at the fear with a beer, you know.
Yeah, the idea of a centrist seems like a fictional character actor that no one will put in the starring role anymore. You know, it's
I'm beginning to think that you need to be a fanatical moderate these days. You know, you put on every kind of like terrorist stamp. You go, I'm a fucking moderate. It doesn't kind of, you know, that people go, whoa,
I am confused. I don't.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know what flag to fly right now, but maybe I'll just wear it.
Well, again, the way it's all come about, 5 seconds. I should also point out to viewers and listeners that you did 2 releases solo over the past few years, the Lockdown record and the Superseded EP. Lost to the Ethers. That's a good one. That's a really good one right there.
Yeah, thanks for listening to that. Yeah, I've kind of popped out of just literally getting lost in the ethers. I just felt as if the planet was losing its sense of gravity and we just started to float off, and anything that makes humans beautiful is just dissolving. I mean, it's all up for grabs though. I mean, you could say we're in a dark age, but in a dark age, you see the light source. And when you're in the light, you kind of like close, you just see shadows on the back of your eyelids of where the window used to be. You know, when you've been staring at a hot spot too much, you can still see it when your eyes are closed. The opposite in dark times. I don't think we should be afraid of the dark. I just think we just need to know how to dress in the dark. That's the trick. Know where your black socks are and know where your white shirt is and without the light. Get the basics done and then walk through the wall and into the ethers.
Well, it's a lovely sentiment. And it's good songs.
Yeah.
You know what? At the bottom of this interview, it's great songs. I know we're talking about a lot of big topics right here, but yeah.
Yeah. In the end, being around in a band with great musicians, it brings me back to, this is a great song. I'm swaying. It's like, I've got my gig taken care of. The words are flowing. I've got something to really summon up every time I hit the melody. The music's going. It's kind of like a gestalt. It's the sum of the parts, really. And there's something for everyone. A beat, bass, guitar, keyboards, singer, blah. Done.
Well, I certainly do appreciate all those components of what you guys have been doing for a long time
Thank
now.
You.
I really do love 5 Seconds. It's so great to have. The stew that you all make when you combine all of your ingredients, I'm such a big fan of. So thank you so much for continuing to do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Really appreciate the chat. It's always good to get the dirty laundry out of the basket, refold it, and get more in.
My thanks to Psy. The brand new album from The Fix is called Every 5 Seconds. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here again so you can get 3 brand new interviews every single week, new and sent to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, as your music and film news, you can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of them at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Ooh, lovely.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.